Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if he sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funniest.
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live.
Hi,
it's Monday. Live from Colorado. It is Monday night. Okay, anyways.
Live
from the Railhead Station Studios here in Colorado. It's another edition of the H Train Show with the Goose.
Hi, everyone.
Our mission is to show veterans and our men and women all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H Train.
And I'm the Goose. Hi, guys. Thanks for riding with us today.
Oh,
so
we forgot
cool.
I don't have
my buttons. I don't care. Remember, before we get started, you guys, that you can join us by tuning into mbradio.us. That's Mike. BravoRadio.us. And if you can't get us on there, well, then try irnbroadcast.com.
Hi, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm having a really hard time talking today. And we also rerun on those networks. On Friday, we rerun on MBR at the same time. And on Sundays, we rerun on IRN at 3 p.m. So if you missed today's show, that's okay. You have a couple more opportunities to do so later in the week, or we post our podcast right after the show. Yeah, so you can just listen to it right away if you want. And if you miss anything else at all, or you just want to interact with us, we do have a Facebook page at H Train Show, and we also have a text line. Super cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we've got a really awesome discussion today, guys. So at any point, if you want to discuss along with us or just reach out and say hello, do so at 720-619-0627.
Understand?
Yeah, feel free. So what else? What else we got going on today? Oh, yeah, we interview people.
Yeah.
Nonprofits. Today's nonprofit is Operation Turbo. Been one of our favorites so far this season.
Oh, she's awesome.
We've got a Goose's Gander discussion, as I said, all about adulting today, you guys, and how much it sucks and what we can all do to re-release that inner child,
yeah.
If you will. Yes, of course. And we've got our tribute to the troops today for Major John D. Jerry. And later on, we will also have the two-minute warning where we will preview what we're doing next week and what we learned today.
Yes.
It's my favorite part.
Yes. Well, you know, either that or our favorite part is getting off the air.
Maybe that's yours, Mr. Case of the Mondays. All right. Quick shout out, you guys, to our producer, Brandy, or assistant. What is she now?
She is now the assistant manager.
Dun, dun,
really?
Dun. Yes, really.
Yeah.
She's like one of the head honchos now, basically. And it's her anniversary today. And she's going.
Holy crap, dude.
I know. She's going to, where's she going? She's going to see John Cena.
John Cena!
I'm so jealous. He is one sexy man.
I'm over here hitting the buttons while Goose is talking. Just trying to animate, you know.
Sure.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself.
Now you're just hitting random buttons.
Pretty much,
just put the mouse down.
Okay.
And Mike and Sarah are music people.
Oh, my gosh. They're
thanks
awesome.
Thanks so much.
They are
They got a good
awesome.
Lineup today. We got some Godsmack. We got some Aaron Lewis. It's kind of all over the place. I like
yes.
it. I like it a lot.
Oh, and you know, before
ooh,
we
Nirvana.
Go before we go through too much in the program.
Yes.
You know, we've got a lot of listeners.
We do.
I just want to let you guys know that texting my phone or texting Goose's phone, sometimes we don't...
It's not on, you guys.
We don't have that on, but we have a screen right in front of us that, like, if you want to say, hey, Joel, you suck, or something like that.
That's not what you'd say.
You know, well, some people would. But anyways, if you want to say something, make sure you text us at 720-619-0627.
It's very important.
Yes. So, we have a, like you said, we have a great discussion.
We do.
Today.
It's going to be great.
And I've got some key points that I want to bring up. And guess what? It's not April Fool's Day today.
Well,
that was yesterday.
Yeah.
And me and Goose and the Ace Train Show, on behalf of MBR, we want to wish you guys a very, very late...
Well, not very
happy
late.
Easter.
Not very, very late. It's only the day after.
And it's not April Fool's, but if you're like Goose and you don't have your taxes done...
Yeah, be careful. I got to get over there, man. My taxes are going to be a nightmare this year. I don't know about you, but I don't know. I have 3 current jobs. I had an extra one last year that I have to... Oh, man. It's going to be a mess. I have, like, 10 different forms that I have to bring in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, because some of
it's going to cost half my return just to file.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if I'm not mistaken, it's, like, $200 or $300 just for that 1099. And I know you have a couple
Most places do that for free, at least before April. But, again, I have more than just a 1099.
Now, where do you get your taxes done at?
The last couple of years I did H&R Block. I did TurboTax 1 year.
Oh yeah, my dad.
That was not a good experience.
My dad did TurboTax. You don't even want to know what his feelings were with TurboTax.
I don't think it was TurboTax's fault necessarily. It's not as user friendly as they claim it is all I'm getting at.
And they don't back it up. This is the thing. So, and I used to support it, and I used to advertise it, but I got hit for it. Liberty Tax, they do a special, and usually it's in March, they do a special military appreciation and first responders.
Huh.
They'll do your taxes for free.
Oh.
But me and my wife found out the hard way that they'll do your taxes for free. But if there's something that's messed up and you get audited, they won't back you up.
No.
We had to pay $4,000.
What? Oh, my Lord.
And we don't even make that much.
I was going to say, that's insane. I would be, like, homeless for, like, years if I had to pay $4,000.
Oh, we had to take, payment plan on a credit card.
Ugh.
It was
I know
that
a,
bad.
A friend of mine last year, I don't know, he... has never gone to, like, H&R Block or anything like that.
Yeah.
He's always used, like, TurboTax and stuff. And last year, he finally decided, like, okay, I'm, you know, 30-something years old. I'm an adult now. I should probably go to, like, an actual person to have this done.
Good call!
Yeah. He ended up, I guess the year before when he used TurboTax, he completely messed it up.
Yeah.
And the IRS didn't even tell him that he messed it up until he filed the next year, and then he was, like, in debt, like, $5,000 or something.
Wow.
And it was like, why? What? Seriously, pick up the phone, IRS. I know
yeah.
we get scam calls all the time during this time of year.
Yes,
but...
and people, if you don't make a whole lot of money and you're thinking, well, the IRS isn't going to audit me because I don't make any money, guess what?
They're the first people that you go for
because they know that you're too cheap to pay for a lawyer.
How much ass do I have to kiss to make partner in this damn place?
So, yeah, tax season. Up the wazoo.
Right, pretty much.
So, in other words, everyone, get your taxes done and
yeah,
get them done smart.
Time. It's
like,
tax
don't,
time.
Don't, you know, if you, you know, go to your local library and get your tax form and go, I can totally do this. And you sit down, because this is what happened to me. And you sit down at your dining room table and you start to fill it out and you start to go, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
just go to an H&R Block or something. Like, just be safe yep. about it. Because yep. I don't want you to end up like yeah, my friend and have it
thousands of dollars. And the thing that I do like about H&R Block is they've got that peace of mind.
They do.
You can pay like 40 yeah. bucks or whatever. But, you know, something.
And the best part about them, I don't know if Jackson Hewitt does this. I've only been to them once, and I don't remember what happened. But H&R Block actually takes their fee out of your return, so you don't okay. have to pay them right away.
Okay.
So right. that's kind of nice. I do that every year because I don't have $300 to just give them,
right.
you know, on my tax filing day. So I just have them take it out of my return.
Right. Well, Goose, not only do we have Easter this week, some stuff that me and you were discussing before we got on air.
Yeah.
A brand new show just came out. I thought it was only one episode. There's actually two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of hope that it changes. It's very political. In fact, I thought Roseanne Barr was actually one of those stars that said that if Trump got elected, she was moving
no,
to Canada.
Evidently, she's the one that was all okay. for him.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Miley Cyrus was going to move to Canada, but yeah. she's still here.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah. Justin yeah. Bieber said, so I was getting all excited. Well,
well
that
he's
ain't
from
happen.
Canada, so he doesn't want to go back there. No, actually, Canada's a really cool place. But anyway, it's just, yeah, Roseanne, apparently it got renewed for a second season
yeah,
already.
Yeah, that's what you was telling me. And see,
that's, I'm sorry, but what?
And when you watch it, you'll say the same thing. Well, I loved Roseanne back in the day. I did. I loved
just,
Roseanne back in the day.
I think I'm just sick of reboots.
But I didn't like these episodes because I felt that it was way too political. I don't want to watch political stuff. I already get that enough on Facebook. I don't want to watch that political crap, okay?
Apparently that's what the people want.
Yeah, well, no.
Because that's what's happening in their households
or
something.
They just want ratings. That's what it is. Yeah. You know, Roseanne, you know, Fuller House, which I would be.
Fuller House is terrible. I don't know why that's still on.
It was good the first season.
No, it's not. It wasn't.
You didn't think it was
Full House wasn't even a good show.
Oh, whoa.
I went
whoa.
There.
No.
I like Bob Saget and John Stamos, but it was just not a good show.
I see. I love Full House. That was a big rating. So you probably don't even like Perfect Strangers.
Never seen them. What is that?
Perfect Strangers?
What is that?
Oh.
Stay I'm being
tuned.
Tapped
Buckle
on the this. Head right now.
Oh,
gee, you're pretty.
We have, oh, yeah. Let's tell us about you being pretty this weekend.
This weekend?
Yes.
What do you mean about me being pretty this
you
weekend?
You saved $10 on your oil
I
change.
Did, you guys. Okay, so I go to the Big O just down the street from my apartment, okay?
And she's talking about, like, the Big O tire, not the big, oh, face kind of thing. So.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so I go over to the Big O tires, and like I said, I always get my oil change there, and it's all dudes working there, which, you know, happens in a garage. I've seen female garage people, but...
Alrighty then.
Yeah, mostly men. And so I walk in, and I'm just wearing, like, jeans and a tank top, nothing special, and... you know, I'm talking with the guy, you know, I need my oil change and my tires rotated. And he goes, okay, you know, that's going to be 75 something or other. And I kind of look at him and I'm a little ashamed to say this. I folded my arms a little to show off the cleavage. And I said, oh, don't you guys have like a promotion or a coupon or something you can give me? And he goes, well, I can give you $10 off. So I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So, it can be done. And again, I don't know if they actually had, like, a coupon there that they were just kind of giving out. Because apparently if you just ask for coupons at places like that, like any service place, you know, whether you're getting your oil changed or, like, even if you go to, like, Best Buy, like, if you yeah. ask for a discount, 9 times out of 10, they'll give you one.
Is that legal?
Yeah. It won't be a big one, but, I mean, $10 is nice.
Right.
I went to Wendy's right after, like, I got right. 10 extra dollars.
Well, you know, we got to get ready to go on music break, but, you know, one thing that I know is whenever I order, like, Vistaprint or something like that, I always Google, like,
yeah, and you can do
discounts
that too
online.
Yeah. I actually just downloaded a whole bunch of free coupons off of Walmart.com. You can get them for food, cosmetics, whatever they got there. It's awesome.
Right.
Just Walmart.com. Get yourself some coupons.
There you go. Get you some coupons. Yeah. Coupons.
Coupons. Coupons.
Yes.
Got to have coupes, baby. All right. Let's go on that music break.
Yeah. So it's that time, everybody. When we come back, we talk to the nonprofit Operation Turbo.
Turbo.
So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
Lunacy. I'm Sammy Gallen. I'm a NASCAR analyst for Mile High Sports AM 1340, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Hi, everybody.
All right, everybody. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose.
Hey.
And we're talking with Diane Smith.
Hi, Diane.
She is the founder of Operation Turbo. And my first thinking, Goose, and we were kind of laughing about it, was don't use TurboTax.
Yes. But this has nothing to do with TurboTax.
This has
guys.
Nothing to do with TurboTax.
Nothing at all. So, Diane.
Nothing. Yeah.
Tell us all about it. In fact, why don't we start with how it got started? What's the backstory here?
Well, we went to visit our niece, who was about to leave on her first big deployment in 2010. And through the tour, we found out that so many on her ship weren't receiving any type of support. And I come from a big Italian family and just couldn't understand that. I just couldn't wrap my head around it. And so Heather was on the USS Destroyer, which is a smaller ship, 350 people. And I thought, I can collect 350 notes while they're deployed and make sure everybody gets a note of gratitude. At the time, I was a hairdresser in a salon, so I had access to lots of clients. And that was a Saturday. By Monday morning, I had put together an email with friends, clients, neighbors. And before I knew it, within a couple of days, clients and neighbors started not only bringing notes, but a lot of goodies.
Cool.
And so somebody said, you have to call it something. I said, okay. And Heather was in the engineering department and responsible for the gas turbine engine. And everyone on the ship called her Turbo.
So hence I thought, its name.
That fits, Operation Turbo, because Heather was going to be passing out the notes as well.
That's super cool.
So that's how it got its start. Yeah.
Awesome.
And the silly name.
That is kind of mind-boggling that, you know, out of, what'd you say, there were 350 people on the USS Destroyer with her, and very few of them were getting any support whatsoever, like familial or otherwise?
Well, you know, a lot of the enlisted, and some of the officers, you know, for whatever reason, were not, you know, hearing from families, and there's a plethora of reasons why people don't have support. So, so we made sure that every one of them got a note of gratitude. They all came back a little heavier, which they blamed me, because it was just packages of lots of sugary things, which we have evolved considerably from there. So, yeah, hard to imagine, right? I mean, when you have support, that you just can't think about being thousands of miles from home and being gone 6 months to a year at a time and nobody sending you anything. That just is heartbreaking.
It is. Funny story from the Goose here. So mm-hmm. I've never served in the military, but I did go to summer camp for 2 weeks. It was a stay-away camp out here, actually, when I lived in Illinois. And I didn't get a single letter from my family until, like, a week and a half in. And it was, like, devastation. Just a week and a half.
Yeah.
You know, like, and these you were saying these people are deployed for months, years, and don't really receive a whole lot. And that makes me real sad. Like, well, I don't even think I could handle that.
Right.
So,
it was the Navy, right?
It was the Navy.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But
you know, I was gonna do this, but
sound effects.
Yeah, I was gonna do the burn sound effect because I was gonna say, well, it is the Navy. It's not like they do anything.
They do stuff.
Burn. You know, I'm just joking.
H was in the Army, so he's...
If it was the Air Force, then I would have really looked it up, you know? But, yeah, it's a Navy. We'll give them a Dodge.
We do send all branches now, though.
Oh, so that's
cool. You can have fun with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So how we got started, we went from the Navy to a unit that was a Marine unit that was in Afghanistan. And then from there, Army, Special Forces, and then Air Force, and then Special Ops in the Air Force. So Coast Guard's the only one we haven't had a request for in 7.5 years.
Wow.
Coast Guard's pretty close to home. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know what? The Coast Guard's just lucky enough that we consider them part of the family. They're like the stepchildren at Thanksgiving. They're lucky if they get a piece of the turkey.
They're listening.
I'm so joking. I really am.
No. I know you are.
Well, Diane, is there any maybe a more recent thing fresh in your brain that maybe you sent a package or something? Did you guys get anything in return, or maybe somebody came back and sought you guys out to say thanks, or have you gotten any feedback, I guess?
We do get a lot of feedback. Of course, not as much as we would like. We'd love to hear from everyone, but understand why, you know, that doesn't happen. We get photos with the military and their Operation Turbo boxes, which always warms our heart. Just last week, actually, heard back from a gentleman who's an MM2, I think it is. He was raised on the Ivory Coast, and he came to New York and was in New York for 4 years and joined the Navy. And so they're right there would show you that somebody really didn't have anyone sending him anything. And so we sent him a package because someone requested a package for him, and he was so grateful and just wrote the most touching thank you note to us. And so when we get those notes, or, you know, sometimes they come in email, we don't care how they're delivered. We're just always thrilled to get them. And right. We post them on our Facebook, social media, and website.
Cool. Why don't you give the people the website and stuff, and we'll try and help you out there.
I love it. www.operationturbo.org.
Awesome, and you know, a lot of people, Goose, and I'm sure you'll agree with me on this, but a lot of people don't even use the website information anymore. They go to like a Facebook page because...
Yeah, it's all about the social media,
well,
I guess.
Well, because, you know, when they message somebody now with, and I like it, with Facebook, you can tell if somebody read it or not. Email, you can't really tell if they got it or not, you know. They don't want their email to be shuffled, so... do you have a Facebook page, or is it basically at Operation Turbo as well?
We do. We have a Facebook page, Operation Turbo. We're on Instagram, Operation Turbo. And we have Twitter, Operation Turbo. So
snap.
I welcome everyone to follow us.
She's all like a bad rash.
I'm getting on Twitter right now and following. All right.
Perfect.
So everybody do that with me right now.
Right. And we, you know, our Twitter is @HTrainShow, you know, especially the nonprofits that we interview, because, you know, we'll back you guys up all the time, because we not only we encourage you guys, but we also support you. So if there's anything that needs to be, you know, promoted, or, hey, we're looking for vets on this, or we're looking to, you know, we have Operation Troop Appreciation. I don't know how many times they have, like, a fundraiser or whatever, and they ask us to promote it on our site. So we do. So, you know, follow us, and we'll follow you guys back. And anytime you have any, like, calendar event or whatever, we will do our best to help you guys.
We love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We need all the support we can get.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. Awesome. Well, do you have any other questions, Goose, that you would like?
No, let's do that time to shine thing that we do. So we're going to play a little bit of music, and then we'll bring you back in, okay?
Right. Now, remember, when we do this time to shine, well, I'll play it, and then I'll explain to it. So it is that time. It is your time to shine.
This is your time to shine, baby.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So just to explain to you, your time to shine, maybe we didn't set you up to ask you the right question or, you know, didn't get the right answer out. And there's something that you want to add to this interview that you guys, followers, that our listeners, maybe you want them to know and you forgot. You have the next 2 minutes platform to say whatever you would like to say.
Yeah.
Okay. When do I start?
Go. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Okay, well, first of all, you know, we've been doing this for 7.5 years. We've been a nonprofit since 2014, a registered 501c3. And even though we've been doing it a long time, one of the things that we struggle with is getting business support and getting corporations to sponsor and partnership with us. And so if anybody's out there that is willing to help us reach these deployed men and women, which, you know, really means a lot, just to get a quality box with your name on it, we welcome you to get in touch with us and to be a part of the journey to reach as many men and women supporting our country as we can. We need to show them that their sacrifice matters. So jump on board, become an Operation Turbo community member, business supporter, and, you know, enjoy being a part of it all with us. Wow. And we have a great community of individual supporters. That's who has been supporting us all along. We're blessed with them. If you have someone that's deployed and you would like them to receive a box from us, a box of home, then all you have to do is go to our website, turbo.org, and there's a page where it says request a box. Just email me and we will make sure that person you care about is taken care of.
All right.
Lovely.
Perfect. Well, Diane, hold on. I'm going to speak to you on the other side. For everybody else, stay with us. Don't go away. Coming up next after the music break, we got more great stuff.
More stuff.
Whatever you do, don't go away.
Welcome back, everybody. Or actually, we're going on a break. So welcome to the break. when we come back, we're going to do our discussion for Goose's Gander, adulting, and how we can relieve some of the stress of that thing.
Yes.
So stick around for more H-Train Show with the Goose guys right here on MBR and IRNBroadcast.com.
Down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know. My pops picked the place up for $1,500 back in 1964. My grandfather was a drinker back in the day he put him down. But a war is known to change a man, and the whiskey's known to change a man. That's not me. I rarely drink from the bottle, but I'll smoke a little weed. I still live in the sticks where you wouldn't go, in a town of 1,200 off an old dirt road, and a country boy is all I'll ever be. Since I sold my soul to the devil in L.A. He said, sign your name here on the dotted line, and your songs, they all play. He set up shop on Sunset, he put me up at the Marquee. He said, you wanna sell a million records, boy? You better listen to me. He said, change your style, whiten your smile. You could lose a couple of pounds. If you want to live this life, you better lose that wife. Do you need your friend around?
I said, no, that's not me. Cause the biggest things in life are your friends and family. And I like my jeans and my old t-shirts, and a couple extra pounds never really hurt. Cause a country boy is all I'll ever be. Cause Hank taught me just how to stay alive. You never catch me out the house without my nine or 45. Two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement made. Don't tread on me is what it says, and I'll take that to my grave. This is me. I'm proud to be American and strong in my belief. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, cause I've never needed government to hold my hand. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, cause my family's always fought and died to save this land. And a country boy is all I'll ever be.
I love my country. I love my guns. I love my family. I love the way it is now. And anybody that tries to change it has to come through me. That should be all of our attitudes. Because this is America, and a country boy is good enough for me, son.
Trap. Nicole Ramby, 21-time Paralympic World Cup medalist, and you are listening to the H Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H Train Show
with
the Goose.
Yes.
Right here on Military Brotherhood Radio and IRN.com. You know, hey, I've got to get something off my chest.
What's up?
Before we go into the discussion.
Okay. Vent away, my friend. Vent away. That's what we're here for.
In life, I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of offering to help others, and then, like, all that work that I do, they erase and then say that I'm crying.
Yeah. I've been there, and I don't like to be harsh about it, but maybe you should cut these people out of your life.
Right?
I'm just kidding.
Talk about drama.
But I would bring it up, and if it's not, you know, understood what's going on.
And it's not just me.
Or just stop offering.
It's not just me. It's society. For instance, okay? If I go to Best Buy at 9:45, and I see on the window that it opens at 10.
It closes at 10.
Or opens 10 a.m. or whatever.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
Like, I open the door, and it's closed, right?
Yeah.
So I walk to my car.
Okay.
And people see me, but yet they still try to open it. Like, oh, I've got the key to the hand that's going to open the door. You just saw me try to open it, and it's closed. Like, people, they don't, it's like, or my thing, like, I broke down on my bike the other day, flat tire.
Yeah, you got a flat tire.
And this that's guy stops, which I got to admit, you know, compared to a motorcycle and a truck, I get like 9 or 10 people, they offer, hey, do you need help? Which, that's
on
great.
The bike versus the truck?
Right. Nobody helps me on the truck. Are you kidding me?
That's it's a like, big-ass truck.
You drive a truck. You're a pedophile. I'm going to stay away from you. Stranger danger.
Who
you
says
know?
That?
Well, I'm just saying. They
tell
just
them to
look
shut
at
up.
Me weird, no. You know? But it's like people stop. Hey, are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. And then this guy, he's like, hey, you need help? And I'm like, well, I could use a tow truck or a flatbed. He's like, let me make a call. He doesn't even jot on his phone. He's like, you know what? I'm going to call from my sister's house, and I'll just keep on trying. I'll come back. And I'm like thinking, dude, why did you even stop? Why did you even offer? I know
did
exactly.
Did he ever come back?
No, he didn't come back.
What a jerk.
It's just, I'm just, do you guys ever have that issue? Tell me. 720-619-0627. Before I go on a spiel, it's that time, everybody. It is.
It is time.
Goose's Gander. Oh, this is going to be fun.
It is.
Ready, everyone? Now think. Goose.
Oh, it's just you.
You were afraid it was somebody important.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
You guys. Birds of a feather must together.
Do not stop during that spit. That is the whole secret of a properly roasted goose.
It smells so good, Mother.
It does, doesn't it?
I'll have what she's having.
Squirrel!
Squirrel!
I gotta fix that. Oh, I don't know why that. The Miss Piggy part gets all soft like that. Anyway. Okay, it's time for Goose's Gander. What are we discussing today?
So you brought up a great article, and I did write some notes.
Yes. So I stumbled upon this article early in the week, and, you know, I know you and I have both been feeling quite a lot of stress lately.
Me
with my many podcasts and many jobs. You with, you know, taking on MBR, you know, as the new head honcho over here. So this kind of spoke to me a little bit. The title of the article is, and this is from pennyhoarder.com, I might add.
Okay.
Being an adult sucks.
Yeah, it does.
These 12 tips will restore your inner child. So, We'll see if they restore our inner child today, I guess.
I was going to say, are they restoring your inner child? Well, let's talk about inner child.
I read through them again, and I it's still pretty adulty, but I think in the long run, you may feel that childlike.
And, you know, maybe my child, my stressing is because, and if you didn't know, everybody, the brand new news is I just found out Tuesday. Our owner, Jim Butler, which we wish nothing but
good things,
turned all. He's been continuing NBR for 14 years.
Amazing.
He deserves it.
He does.
I just Every wasn't ready. And he was like, hey, look, I'm either going to close this down or you can take over. And, you know, I really have a heart for soldiers. Like, I don't want to get emotional, but I try to cry try not to cry because I tell you, Goose, I was on 15 different medications. I was in a wheelchair.
You were.
That's crazy. And I fought, and I don't want veterans to fight like I had to. And that's the reason why I created this show. And this radio station, the main purpose of this radio station is to connect veterans with today's sources that's out there. Yeah. You know, we can sit here and we can gripe about VA. We can gripe about society like I just did. But there's not
very
many.
We do that here.
Yeah, and there's not very many shows that, you know, show the military what needs to do because, you know, just like in life, in the military, Goose, because I know you've never been in the military.
No.
Everything's a secret.
It is.
Everything is a secret.
Well, I wouldn't like that because I'm one of those people that needs to be informed or else. So.
You got to ask me nicely.
Yeah.
I got to put some sound bites in here. So. Because I'm. But anyway, so that's the reason why I'm stressing a little bit. And that's the reason why I had to just get something off my chest.
Yeah.
Now, so the maybe, adulting.
Yeah. And maybe the. Well, the adulting kind of falls into that, doesn't it? Because, you know, we got to make money somehow. And sometimes we don't really see any of it because of rent and cost of living around here.
You lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
I think, because I lived in Indiana, honestly, I think it's harder to adult here in Colorado than it is to adult in Indiana. Is it harder to adult in Chicago?
Believe it or not, the cost of living downtown Chicago is higher than here.
I don't doubt that.
In that regard, it's probably a bit harder, but if you're working downtown Chicago, you're probably making more than enough to live there. So,
and when we're talking about adulting, we're talking about
being an adult, paying bills,
you know,
feeding the dog, getting the kids ready for school.
Let me spend money to drive to my job so that I can pay for the gas in my car, so I can pay for the house payment. And when you're working hourly like you, it really sucks because.
It does.
You can't take, you know,
well,
you
let's
got a seven-hour
I,
shift.
Yeah.
You can't work 6 hours.
No. No. And, like, overtime isn't really a thing for me, which kind of stinks. I'm not allowed to get overtime at my full-time job because I'm.
That's the way Cass is.
Yeah. So it's just, it's hard, you guys. And I'm often looking at my bank account going, can I just buy, like, one T-shirt this month? No, I can never buy a T-shirt.
Right,
this shirt I'm wearing right now is, like, 10 years
right,
old.
The best thing about adulting is when you get paid, you're like, woo, I'm rich. I'm rich.
And then it's gone in, like, 5 seconds.
And then, like.
Bye-bye.
Yes, exactly. It's like, how in the hell did I go from $1,000 to $35 to last me a week?
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Yeah, so that's that. So anyway, you guys, this article, it actually lists, it's got a dozen ways in here that you can save some money in a very easy, non-stressful way. And I myself have actually taken advantage of a couple of these since reading this. I actually knew about one of these apps before, so I've had that for a while. But anyway, here's the first little bit here. So the first thing it suggests is to trick yourself into saving money or investing. There are lots of apps out there. One of the more popular ones is Acorns, where you link your bank account to it, and basically when you make a purchase, it takes, like say you spent $1.50. It takes that other 50 cents to get to the next dollar, and it invests it into, like, an account for you.
Okay, so kind of like what my mom and dad taught me, when I get paid, anything extra, if it's like $50, transfer
$0.50
to savings.
Yes, but this kind of like does it for you.
Oh,
so
have you
like
tried it?
No. I'll tell you about the app that I have.
We should try it.
We should experiment. So, and actually it says on here that Acorns actually gives you a $5 bonus when you sign up. So there's $5 right there for you.
Sign up, Goose. Let's try
Let's
this.
Let's do it. Okay.
We will put it to
we'll
the
do an experiment
we'll put it
for
the
next
H
couple weeks.
Train Show Foundation.
Okay. We'll see how that happens. Okay, so this is the app that I have. It lists a couple here. The next suggestion is don't throw away that receipt. So you go shopping at Walmart, at Whole Foods, at wherever you shop, Target.
Amazon.
Sure. If you shop online a lot,
yeah,
you want to download Ibotta. That's an app. It's Ibotta.
Okay.
There's actually ads for it on TV, I think. But basically you scan whatever your purchase is with your phone and it gives you points, and over time those points add up and you can trade them in for rewards.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So like gift cards, gift certificates, coupons, cool stuff like that.
So now the thing that I have to ask is, have you tried this, Goose? Because for some reason,
I have a different app that I can tell you about.
Well, I was just going to say, because, like, when I sign up for these different apps, mm-hmm, like I signed up for this one app, Ernie, I got spammed the hell out of.
I have noticed that a little bit. This one, Ibotta, I used to have, but I don't do a lot of online purchasing, so that wasn't really for me.
Okay.
What I got, and I have on this phone right here,
yeah,
it's called Receipt Hog, like a pig. Receipt
okay.
Hog. And if you're like me and you go to all the brick and mortar stores, doesn't matter what store it is. It could be a Wendy's, it could be a Walmart, it could be Best Buy, whatever.
Right.
You take your receipt home and you scan it with your phone. Like, you take a picture of it and it sends it to some guy that processes it. And then again, you get points for
okay.
whatever you buy or how much money you spend or stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Points add up over time, and you can trade them in for gift cards and stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And at any time, if you guys have suggestions, you know, Goose is reading these off, and I keep interrupting her. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
If you have comments or you have ideas or things that you've found very convenient and adulting, send us. Remember, it's 720-619-0627. Text us or
yeah.
call us. The lines are open. And Goose, continue. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting.
Oh, that's totally fine. We got to let the people know how they can communicate with us. So next one on here is start an emergency fund. I'm not sure how you can do that.
Probably
it's got another app on here, but, I mean, emergency funds are hard. I don't have one. Oh, my God. Next one on here is stop paying too much for car insurance. You guys, this is a huge one. I actually compare rates every year. Okay? I had Progressive for like a billion years, and they were great. I'm not saying that they weren't.
Yeah.
But after like 5 years with them, I was like, you know, maybe I should like look at something else just for fun. So I actually switched to Esurance and saved myself like $200 a year.
I wondered.
So
about
compare
that.
Rates,
now,
people.
Now, have you gotten a wreck before on Esure, though? How are they with the wreck?
They actually are better than Progressive, I think, as far as like response time.
Hell, anything's better than damn Progressive.
I had to wait like a month for them, and I still had to shell out like $1,000. It was so dumb. Anyway, Progressive.
Yeah.
Go with them or not. If you have money, you can probably get a good deal from
this
them.
Suck.
So, next one on here, reevaluate your homeowner's insurance. Again, people, compare. There's so much stuff out there
right.
that you can find something that works for you. And, you know, if like an app or a website doesn't help you, like go to your bank or change banks.
Mm.
You know, like I just changed banks. That was the best decision I ever made. So, yeah, check it. before you spend too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next one on here is invest in real estate, even if you're not rich. Yes, there's an app for this too, you guys. You only need to start with, well, a minimum of $500, which some of us don't have. But Fundrise Starter Portfolio is the website. And apparently it takes your $500 or however much you decide to put in there.
Yeah.
And it invests it in real estate all over the country. Oh, and wow. You see the returns from it. So there you go. Something to look into. Fundrise. What was that? Fundrise Starter Portfolio. So if you think you might be into real estate, look into that.
Okay.
Next one, refinance your student loans. Again, people, compare. Talk to your bank. Talk to the people that gave you your student loan. Times out of 10, they can work it out for you.
Ask my wife about student loans.
Oh, my God. Mine's a mess. Can't
right?
even. Let's see. Reward yourself with a credit. Why would it put reward yourself with a credit card on here? Don't do that, you guys.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Correct. Yeah, don't get a credit card, you guys. It's, especially if you're already, like, in the hole, don't sign up for another one.
Right.
That's all I can say. Next one on here is don't blow your tax refund.
That's the biggest thing people do.
I do that all the time,
yeah.
Almost every year. And you guys, you can blow half of it, but yeah. Take half and, you know, start that emergency fund or put it in the savings
right.
or, you know, get one of these investment apps and try that out maybe this year. And by the way, April 15th is right around the corner, just
and,
so you know.
And let me add this one thing since we do have troops listening. Whenever you ETS or I guess medical out and you get your, they give you a severance.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they give you like 10% or whatever. Listen to me, troops. If you went overseas and you got severance back, whatever you do, there's a form that you fill out, and I forget what the form is, but if it's a good tax company like H&R Block, tell them that you went overseas. You don't supposed to get taxed on your severance.
Oh,
pay.
See?
So make
little
sure
things.
That you do that. Also, whatever you do, do not blow your severance, because that severance has to last you until you start getting the VA paid. Now, this is what a lot of veterans don't realize
yeah.
is that the VA, they won't pay you everything up front, because what they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, we have to pay the Army back, because when you go through VA, basically what you're doing is when you file a claim, you're basically suing the Army for the disabilities that you have overseas, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And before the VA will pay you your month income, the VA paid the Army because of the severance.
Huh.
Now you have to pay the VA back that severance that the Army gave you. You have to pay that back, and then once that's all paid for, because you can't double dip, once you pay all that back, well, then you'll start getting your full VA compensation.
Oh, that's weird.
That just kind of breaks it down to you. And if you was hurt in combat, make sure that you do your CRSC. And if you're confused about any of this, my best advice that I can give you is find you a good veteran service officer.
Hmm. Okay, then.
Sorry, that was a whole mouthful.
That's important
I'm
stuff.
I'm stepping
though.
On everybody's
We're
toes.
Trying to help everybody today.
Yeah.
I got two more on here.
Okay.
Maximize your retirement savings. There's, again, an app out there called Bloom with three O's. Bloom.
Okay.
And basically, it's an app that starts up a 401k for you. Like, obviously, you have to put money into it over time, but it helps you get one started if you don't have one through work or whatever.
Okay.
So there you go. Bloom with three O's. And the last one on here is kind of another, like, reward yourself kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Scratch your game-playing itch. So you might not be able to afford, you know, the the lottery every week or whatever it is, but everybody can afford a dollar scratcher, right?
You know, I don't and, gamble.
No, but I do scratchers. Oh, I'm not, yeah. Yeah. And there's actually an app out there. It's free. It's called Lucktastic, and it's basically like a scratch-off ticket app.
Okay.
So you can win anywhere from $1 to $10,000. And you can also earn tokens, enter contests.
And it's free.
And play games. Yes. And actually, I don't have this app, but I have the Publisher's Clearinghouse app. And it kind of works. Shut up! And it kind of works the same way. It's got scratchers, and you can enter.
Oh, my
like,
God.
All right. You know what? Everybody wants to get rich quick. This is just my way of doing it. And the Publisher's Clearinghouse app is also free.
You may owe Ed McMahon $1 million.
I don't know Ed McMahon.
Goddamn!
Anything. So, I hope those helped you guys out.
Right?
So, I know it was kind of all about money, but seriously, you guys, like, as an adult, I feel like that's all I think about. And having something like this, you know, even just this, the Receipt Hog app that I was talking about, yeah, where I get points for receipts, that alone is like, oh, I got a, you know, some points. I'm this much closer to my, you know, $10 Walmart gift card. So, I mean, it's kind of nice. And it really releases that, like, little kid feeling like, oh, I got a prize. You know, it's fun.
Right.
So, anyway, look into this stuff, you guys.
Yes.
It's fun.
Most definitely.
I hope it helped. Maybe it was just boring.
No, I think we put out a lot of good information. And once again, we have found out that it sucks to be an adult. So, you know, I know that they passed it when I was in high school. Maybe you saw the paper. Listen, children, boys and girls of all ages, if you think that you know everything, right now is the time to move out, get out of school, and start paying for everything. Because I tell you, man, when you was younger, like if you could change anything from what you know now to back then, what would you have changed?
What, you mean like something I would keep from back in the day? Or
just something that you wish that you would have done
differently?
That would have affected you today.
Let's see. I wish I had taken college more seriously. Flunked out of that. No, my older brother, the prodigy child, he's the only one of us to have a 4-year degree, and now he has a master's, actually. So there's 4 of us at home. I'm the next one that got a degree, though, a trade school degree. Yay.
Wow.
I know.
That's awesome.
But, well, my sister's an artist.
I knew he was pretty smart.
Yeah. Well, my sister's an artist, and my little brother's and my little brother's an aspiring actor, so they didn't really need degrees. They're just kind of going off into their artistic realms.
You know a lot of cool people. I got to admit that.
Well, my family's pretty cool, so. No, but, like, all the really cool people that I know, like, from high school that are now, like, rich and famous, they won't talk to me. I'm calling you out, guy from Mindhunter. All right, we won't go into that. All right, so, yeah, that's all I had for my article today. And if you guys get on and, like, try one of these apps, let us know how it goes. Because, like I said, I have similar apps to the ones that are suggested in this article, but not the same one. So if you're, like, an online shopper and you get that Ibotta app, tell me how that goes, because I want to know. 720-619-0627.
Yep.
Or whatever. That's
well.
Or you can. Don't we have an email or something?
Well, you can. You can message us on Facebook. That's probably
Facebook. That's what I meant. Nobody emails anymore.
Yeah, you can message.
Get us on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know. Goose, it's that time. We're gonna go on. Before a music break. Danny Ray is going to take us to Tribute to the Troops, and then a music break, and then when we come back, once again, it's the 2-Minute Warning. So whatever you do, stay with us. Here comes Danny Ray on the way with Tribute to the Troops. Stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H-Drink Show right here with the Goose on MBR and IR.
Yeah.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey folks, Danny Ray here of the Wild and Woolly Show on the MBR, here to pay tribute to a Major John D. Jerry. Major Jerry was stationed in Alludeed Air Base and passed away of non-hostile reasons on 1/16/2016. Mr. Jerry was from Mickerson, Kansas. He was in the United States Air Force, 453rd Electronic Warfare Squadron. Major Jerry, Danny Ray, the Military Brotherhood, we salute you, and we thank you for your service. And now back to you, Goose and H-Train.
It is that time. We're now going to go on a music break. Thank you, Danny Ray, once again, and all the time for that tribute to the troops. And whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. The 2-minute warning is next. You're listening to the H Train Show.
Start!
My name is Lynn Coughlin. I'm the founder of the Catch a Lift Fund, and you are listening to the H Train Show.
All right, Goose.
What?
We are back.
We are
listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN, and it is that time, Goose.
Is it the 2-minute warning?
It's the 2-minute.
Oh, boy.
Five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, so Goose.
2 minutes.
And we got the
What'd
train.
You learn?
We got the train thing here too. What did you learn today?
I learned that somehow, some way, you still own and wear socks from your high school days. We were talking about this before we went on the air, you guys, and it's still fresh in my mind. I have socks that I bought last week that I just threw away. I don't know how you hang on to socks for that long. How old are you?
When I first met my wife, she thought I was weird because I didn't know how to sew. So there was a couple socks that I duct tape. Duct tape will actually wash and dry and intact.
Oh, my goodness. The socks.
Yeah, I'm kind of a cheapskate.
Socks aren't expensive, though. It's like $5 for a pack of 12 or something. All right, Will.
You're talking to the guy that would rather go to McDonald's and take a crap than use my own toilet paper. I'm a cheapskate.
You choose 1-ply over what do you have, Charmin Ultra Soft?
I have the double roll so you can split it in half.
Oh, that's weird. You really are a cheapskate.
I take.
What did you learn today?
Today,
you cheapskate?
Today I learned that there's some people that are not adulting, and they're doing the Tide Pod Challenge and the Condom Challenge.
Yeah, have you guys heard about the snorting the condom thing? I really don't like being lumped into the millennials. I'm pretty sure that's not us. I'm pretty sure it's the post-millennials.
I'm pretty sure it's not either.
It's the people after us that don't have a generation name yet.
Right.
Right now, they're just the post-millennials, and everybody's grouping us all into one group. That's just not true, you guys. I don't snort condoms. That's weird. Why would I want rubber in my nose?
Well, that's what me and Goose learned today.
And it's time to go.
Yes, it's time to go. Every time sure flies when we're having fun, and we hope that your week goes this fast as well. Remember, if you missed today's show at any time, you can download and re-listen to the podcast immediately after the show concludes. Remember, this show will rerun every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on MBR and Sunday 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IRN. If you have suggestions or you would like to be a part of the show or want us to troubleshoot something, message us anytime. And remember, we are here for you once again,
giving our veterans a voice. Later, everybody.
Later. You know, Goose, I guess we should have read that while the music was going. Don't!